This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 16. The Blessing of Witnesses. A reading comes from Acts, chapter 1. Therefore it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they nominated two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. As a former attorney, I dealt a lot with witnesses. I worked in the area of insurance defense, and slips and falls and car accidents were the focus of most of my cases. I learned that observant witnesses can be really hard to find. Inattention leads to many accidents, and that is also a feature of the way many people live their lives. As Peter explains that the believers need to identify one person to replace Judas, he makes clear that the key of qualification for becoming one of the 12 apostles is that one needs to have been with Jesus and the disciples throughout Jesus' ministry on earth. This person has to be a reliable witness. What good is adding another witness? Bible scholars agree that a parallel is being carried forward from the 12 tribes of Israel to the 12 apostles, who will take the good news of Jesus to the whole world. Adding Matthias will restore the number of apostles to 12. Further, the apostles understand that good witnesses are needed to tell others about Jesus. Witnesses are needed to bring a message about the reality of Jesus' life, death, and the resurrection to fulfill the mission that Jesus has given them. Witnesses are still needed today as well. We may not be able to give a first-hand account like Matthias, but we are still called to be witnesses for Jesus. Pray with me. May our witness for Jesus be clear. Grant us courage in being faithful witnesses as we give testimony about the Savior as the Lord of our lives. In His name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.